68, 69. Went into Loggins and Messina. And I think two-thirds of Crosby, Stills, and Nash was from there, and I should know which two-thirds it was.
This Buffalo Springfield record has all their names on it, actually.
Okay.
Which
I can tell you. If I just look at this here.
Super interesting, because they all went places.
Well, here you go. So Neil Young went off on his own, and it was Crosby, Stills, and Nash at Woodstock. So Neil Young went off on his own. Stephen Stills. And let's see, where did Richie Furay went into Poco? I think he did. And I actually heard Poco play on the lawn outside the library here at Tufts. And, I still remember some of these things. I think we played Elton John a little bit ago. I remember working with the radio station sometimes had perks and you could get into like a little jazz club or something. So we trucked down in Boston somewhere and went in this little place, had maybe 150 people, and listened to this new rising star named Elton John. And so you look back on that and say, well, that turned into something.
I wonder if we're seeing anyone now who will end up being huge later, just around here. I know we've seen Lower Town a couple of times.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. Maybe they'll make it.
I'm very prejudiced about the music from that era, and I've always said that it's had more persistence, I think, than anything since. I'm sure there's people that would take issue with that. And I can't say that I've kept up with, newer popular music. I kind of got my XM radio jammed on classic rock, so I'm caught in my little time bubble.
Your mic's not on, Mia.
I don't know. I think the whole thing about famous, fame. Well, I think now is even more powerful, I guess, with social media and everything, and the internet and all of that. So I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
And see how much.
These new technologies are going to continue to affect
it makes it easier for a larger number of people,
more accessible
exactly, but at the same time that means that there's more competition.
Exactly.
There's so much noise, and some of it's junk and some of it's good, and if you tried to pick out, you guys could think about it, but who have you been playing for the last 2 or 3 years that you think will still be around 10 or 15 years from now?
Exactly. That's why it's going to be so interesting to see in 10, 15, 20 years who made it, quote unquote,
I guess. But I'm seeing, people I saw The Who just 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, you're talking about the Rolling Stones. These are people that are 50 and...
Yeah.
Plus years later are still filling stadiums.
Still going strong, Exactly.
Who knows? Maybe I don't want to say Drake, but because of his what's been going on with him lately, but someone of his level, will they still be selling out a stadium in 50 years? I don't think so.
No, Taylor Swift might.
Yeah, she might. She might.
Maybe.
Ooh, good one. The gang just pulled up with "What's Going On," Marvin Gaye.
Oh, that's a good one. That was a good post-date music.
Still the plastic wrap.
Yeah. This one looks important, so I'm proud of
that. But up next, we're going to listen to Terrapin Station by The Dead, and we'll be back with more songs and more discussion with our wonderful guest later.
Thank you.
again, but that's not unusual. It's just that the moon is full and you happen to call. And here I sit, and on the telephone, hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall. As I remember, your eyes were bluer than robin's eggs. My poetry was lousy, you said. Where are you calling from? A booth in the Midwest. Diamonds and rust. Well, you burst on the scene already. Yes, the girl on the half shell could keep you unharmed. Now I see you standing with brown leaves falling all around and snow in your hair. Now you're smiling out the window of that crummy hotel over Washington Square. I've already Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
at home, and here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hiding in a hiding place where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. It's coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa.
All right, we're all back. Oh, this is Mike. Wait. Now we're all back.
Hello?
Are we?
Yay.
Yeah, we are. Here we are.
This is probably going to be our last talk break, like our last full one with our wonderful guests.
Really?
Yeah, well, maybe 15, 20 minutes. We got to trundle away. But we were listening to Simon and Garfunkel, mm-hmm. Mrs. Robinson. That was from a movie called The Graduate. And who was in The Graduate?
Dustin Hoffman.
Ooh. I think that may have been his first big breakthrough movie.
Uh-huh.
And he was a new college graduate. And if you haven't seen the movie, it was sort of a coming of age thing. And Mrs. Robinson was his girlfriend's mother was trying to seduce him.
Yeah.
And so that was a big wake-up call for Dustin Hoffman in the movie. And,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, it was very relatable. So, you know, it's like, I mean, as a college graduate,
you know,
these things happen, you know. So as a college graduate, you get faced with some of these things, and it's, you know, you don't realize it at the time, but, it's, you know, it can be turning points in your life from things that you'd never expect. And one of those things for me was working at the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
The people I met here, and it really changed my whole life at Tufts as far as, you know, kind of who I hung out with and mm-hmm. how we spent our spare time.
Yeah.
And, you know, affected a lot of things that happened down the line. So you never know, these little things in life that don't seem real meaningful can really put a curve in your life. It's a small inflection at the time. But you project out in your life and you go, wow, you know.
Yeah.
I never, at the time, I never thought about that would, you know, end up either changing my profession or the people that I met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the butterfly effect. It's these little things can make a big change. So appreciate them all, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So what do we have coming up here?
King Crimson.
King Crimson.
King Crimson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Altered States.
Might not listen to this full song.
No. What is this, like 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's 7 minutes long.
Okay. No,
seven. That's a short
yeah,
one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can listen
that's
to
That's also
it
why we're not listening to any more Dead. We don't want to run out of time.
Yeah, really?
But yeah, I guess we can listen to it for a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I think Emerson, Lake and Palmer had one. It was a whole album side. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's a lot of music. I literally, before I came down here, I put together a three-hour playlist. and there was no more than one song from any one person. I mean, it was like... I was like, oh, who are my favorites? And I got to like 60. You know?
Oh, yeah. It's always hard to keep that list down to like yeah. five. Yeah, was, impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, and I didn't even have the broadest taste. I mean, there were people here at the station that had a much better appreciation for music than I. And, you know, even at that, as I went down and started looking like, who is popular during this year? And they're like, oh, yeah, that one and that one and that one. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Good trip down memory lane.
It was. It was. I just kept doing it, not because I thought I would bring it here necessarily, but mm-hmm. just because it was, you know, it was like looking through a yearbook.
Yeah.
It was like my musical yearbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, should we listen to a little bit more of this?
Yeah.
And then good. Switch
maybe we'll
out?
Maybe we'll come back once
yeah,
more.
Let's actually,
let's get a PSA right
let's get
now,
a, okay,
too.
Should I read this, then?
Yeah, read that one.
All right, WMFO Live Day promo. The radio event of the year is coming. Save the date, June 1st, 2024, Live Day 24. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. You will hear... Ronnie DeShenz, Gene Dante, Happy Little Clouds, and Rick Barton, amongst many more. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a second.
I have no idea who those people are. But
me
it's still
either,
very
and
exciting.
It's a little hard to pronounce some of their names.
But I'm so excited to hear them on Live Day.
That is very true. Okay, so should we listen to a little bit more of this?
Sure.
And then, all right.
Or we could just listen to another song if we're. All
right, what can we listen
time?
To? We got
some Velvet Underground.
We do have Velvet Underground.
More Fleetwood
we got
Mac.
Dylan.
We've got Bob Dylan.
Oh yeah,
Steve Miller
yeah.
Band.
Santana.
Bob
Dylan.
Yeah, let's put some Bob Dylan on.
Which song would you want to?
He was.
What's a self-portrait?
Jeez.
This. Yeah. No. New morning.
No, play the first cut, first side. If not for you.
First song, first side. Yeah. All right. All right. The transition, again, going to be a little iffy.
We can do some, I don't know. We can talk
we can
over the break. Yeah.
Do some acapella.
Yeah. Well, Bob Dylan was another one of the Woodstock group. Mm-hmm. And he stayed popular for a long time. He just learned to mumble well enough to stay in business, but I think, you know, he was so creative that people put up with what might have been considered less than stellar performance. And of course the joke was always that, you know, he was kind of singing with marbles in his mouth, but his music was great, and of course a lot of other people did his music as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. So let's listen to a little bit of him and then we'll be back.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't find the door. Couldn't even see the floor. I'd be sad and blue. If not for you. Not for you, babe, I'd lay awake all night, wait for the morning light to shining through, but it would not be new if not for you. If If not for you, my sky would fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. I'd be lost if not for you, and you know it's true. If not for you, my sky would fall, rain would gather too. Without your love, I'd be nowhere at all. Oh, what would I do if not for you? If not for you, winter would have no spring. I couldn't hear the robins sing. I just wouldn't have a clue. Anyway, it wouldn't ring true if not for you. If not for you. If not for you. If not for you.
Yeah. lost in the showdown, slow down, lost in town, turn around to boys in the military shirts. I keep my eyes on the prize, on the long falling skies, and I don't let my friends get hurt. All you backroom schemers, power trip dreamers, never find something new to say. Cause you're the same old story, it's the same old crime, and you've got some heavy dues to pay. I'm the space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm the space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at, yeah, 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 yeah.
We back?
I think we're all back.
Awesome.
So. We back?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Very nice. Cool. I don't know.
What are we gonna do here?
We were just talking about school.
School
and jobs.
Life. Yeah. Life and what you have to look forward to.
Yeah.
You
know, and delivering phone books.
If yeah. anyone ever told me that 50 years from now you're gonna be sitting in the WMFO studio on air,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, you mean I'm still going to be alive then? You know, it's really kind of interesting because mm-hmm. you know, I tell people that you know, I got older, but I never grew up, and so you know, doing things like this is a little bit mind blowing. Actually, it's you can't get perspective on it until, well, 50 years from now you can come back and you can do this, and mm-hmm. then you'll understand, but. I appreciate everyone being so hospitable and breaking out records. I'm glad I'm not the one who has to find out where they need to be put back. Cause got a big stack over there.
We're all going
to
deal with that. Yeah. After,
so I appreciate everybody here and accommodating this. And thank you very much. I take off and make it to dinner. But
Where are you guys going for dinner?
I got a recommendation from somebody who lives around here for an Italian place that's up. We're staying up in Woburn,
uh-huh.
where the hotel rooms are under $500 a night.
Nice.
It was a little tough finding a hotel room your graduation weekend. It was like,
I forgot about that.
You know, it's like weekend. If you only tried booking 4 or 5 months in advance, you were way behind the curve.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh, my kid's graduating, get a room.
Okay, we need to get start booking. Like,
right. It's like, what year are you graduating? Get a room.
Get a room.
Yeah.
Get a room.
Please, I don't want to think about get a room. That.
See, this is I'm very thankful that I live in the area, so my parents can just drive up from Melrose and then go back home.
That's nice. Maybe.
Yeah. Sorry, really not to brag.
But yeah, it was wonderful to have you on.
Yeah,
thank you to Charlie who set this all up.
Yeah, Charlie. Thank you, Charlie. I want to thank Charlie especially. I know it can get pretty hectic bouncing back and forth, especially with people you don't really know. But also your station manager who said she couldn't be here because she had family coming in and a mm-hmm. lot of things going on.
So,
I appreciate her getting me in touch with Charlie, and it's all worked out real well. So, thank you all very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It was wonderful.
This has been great.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Sharing your story.
Hopefully, in another 50 years, you'll still be around to come back for the 100. We don't know.
But, who knows? Maybe 5 or 10. There's still some technology people wandering around out there quite a bit older than I. They're back at reunions. This is only the second one I've been to. I came to my 25th and here I'm at my 50th.
Okay.
As I saw some of my friends last night at dinner, it was like, we got to see each other again at least once before we die. So maybe it won't be another 25 years.
We'll see.
Yeah.
For sure. But yeah, cool.
We gonna close off with some.
Gonna do some Marvin Gaye.
Some Marvin Gaye. And yeah,
we'll still be here until 7.
Yeah, but thank you for being on. Yeah,
thank you for being
both.
Here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah?
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Mother, oops. There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. See, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right on.
Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on. What else is new, my friend?
besides what I read. Can't find no work, can't find no job, my friend. Money is tighter than it's ever been. Say, man, I just don't understand what's going on across this land. Oh, what's happening, brother? Yeah. What's happening? What's happening, my man? Woo! Are they still getting down where we to go and dance? Will our ball club win the pennant? Do you think they have a chance? And tell me, friend, how in the world have you been? Tell me what's up. I wanna know what's in. What's the deal, man? What's happening? What's happening, brother? What's happening? What's happening, brother? Say, man. Woo. What's happening, brother? What's been shaking up and down the line? I know how I'm slightly behind the time.
Hello, this is Charlie. Thanks for listening to our interview with someone from WMFO 50 years ago. It was wonderful. If you listened, I hope you enjoyed it. Sorry if you were trying to listen to Strike the Box. Chris will be here in like 20 minutes. I'm sure it'll be a good show. What do we want to listen to now? We've got a couple minutes left. Harry Nilsson? Yeah, get us. Get us, gotta get up. Alright, see you guys later. We might say hi one more time before we leave.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get. get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day. Gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away. Got a big day. Sorry, can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home. Pick up the phone. Gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late. There was a time when we could dance until a quarter to ten. We never thought it would end then. We never thought it would end. We used to carry on and drink and do the rock and roll. We never thought we'd get older. We never thought we'd grow cold. The bubbling waves, and those were happier days. But now, gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up. Up and away, got a big day, sorry, can't stay. I gotta run, run, yeah. Gotta get home, pick up the phone, gotta let the people know I'm gonna be late.
Of man, I work my way backwards using cynicism. The time monitor, the space measurer.
So that's Land of a Thousand Dances by Wilson Pickett. Played that one because it got sampled on the new Chief Keef album on his song 1-2-3, which I will definitely play on Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m., the usual time for my shows, Enter the Skill to Catch a Vibe. Tune in there. And to everyone listening out there on the radio who may have an interest in helping the station, proceed into the future, keep broadcasting over the air. We're always in need of more volunteers, especially over the summer while our student DJs are gone. So if you are ever interested in working for free at WMFO, volunteering, send me an email at ops@wmfo.org, ops@wmfo.org. Hang out in the studio with me and, help build the station. It's always fun. Do you have anything you need to say?
Hi.
That's it. We really have.
Nine minutes.
And the last song. I have one song I want to play that's 5 minutes long.
Which one?
It's Gangster of Love, but it's a long Gangster of Love. It's not the short Gangster of Love. It's a special one because this is a special show.
True.
We'll be back to listening to the normal Gangster of Love on Tuesday for normal shows.
Oh, yes. Tuesday. Good day, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday. No, what number is it?
It's the 17th today. So do you want to do some math real quick?
No. Tuesday the 21st.
I'm going to take your word for that. I'm not going to do that math. I'm not going to do it.
Hold on, I can do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Hold on.
You can just look at the calendar.
We are... Tuesday 21st.
Excellent work.
Thank you.
Mia can do math. Mia's better than me at math.
Thank you.
I don't really feel like listening to another song before we listen to Gangster of Love. I could play a Minutemen song because we just listened to a song off that album. They're all like 2 minutes long, but I don't feel like it. I'm just going to kill time until we can do a station ID.
Okay, well, that was a fun show.
You have 2 minutes left.
That's a good show. Right.
Yeah, let's see if anyone said anything in the DJ chat in the last 2 hours. Probably not, because we haven't been paying attention to it.
True, we haven't advertised it.
No.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday morning. Nothing.
But I see there's a big conversation happening between NWFO DJ and...
Yeah, it's Mellow Max.
Oh, Mellow Max.
Someone who, a WMFO DJ who's been helping out more around the station ops-wise recently. Shout out to him. He just had a good interview with
He's the guy.
With Levitation Room this past week. Check out the archive of that show on the WMFO website. It's a, they're a great band, and he had a good interview with
them. They have a really good song called Warmth of the Sun. Really great band. I didn't realize that the interview was with them until Charlie had played, until Charlie played some of the songs and like put them up, pulled them up on Spotify. I was like, oh my god, it's the band. Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, we have one more minute left before I can do the station ID, so I'm gonna start ripping our song. Ooh, usually we listen to the Steve Miller Band version of Gangster of Love off Sailor. There's a couple different versions because Johnny Guitar Watson originally recorded the song kind of like a jangly guitar number, and then Steve Miller Band recorded a cover, and then Johnny Guitar Watson, when he got into funk later in his career, re-recorded it. That's another cool version we've listened to, but we're not going to listen to any of those versions today. We are going to listen to the Grateful Dead version.
Oh, I don't think I've heard this one before.
Well, I hope you enjoy it. It's a good one. This has been Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe. I'm Charlie, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Tune in Tuesday at 9 p.m. to hear us back here if you liked what you heard.
All at the same time. 25.